Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. The worst of the worst. He's been brought to justice. It's finally over. The manhunt has ended with an arrest. A dangerous criminal on the run. That's right. Anthony Karam in Australia, suspected of having COVID and not quarantining in his apartment. Well, he was quarantining. He was quarantining in the hotel. Okay. He was told to quarantine in the hotel. But, you know, he's bad. He sneezed on an elevator. So it's good that they tracked him down at his hotel room where he was quarantining and then arrested him and carried him out into did a perp walk where people nearby cheered for this. All right, let's drop the bit. My friends, Australia is lost. I'm not kidding. Nazis have taken over Australia. I'm not exaggerating when I say Nazis. Obviously, it's more of a figurative. It's not like literally remnants of the Nazi party there. No, I mean like the authoritarian, the camp building, the arbitrary authoritarianism. And I guess you can call it maybe Nazis loaded, you know, to violate Godwin's law. We'll just call it fascistic. So here's a guy, Anthony Karam. They've been calling him the worst of the worst, seeking him out for over a week. Apparently what happened was he had left his apartment to go to a hotel to quarantine where he was told to do it. They carry him out like this. They dress him up in scrubs and gloves and a face mask. For what? I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for the people of Australia, and I have very little sympathy for this man. Now, I will say this. I have sympathy in regards to the fact that this guy apparently didn't do anything wrong and he is being unjustly persecuted. And while they're carrying him away, people are cheering. But you know what? Those people, they deserve all of this. And it'll eventually come for them, too. The people I do have sympathy for are those that are protesting and pushing back. But therein lies the sad reality. The people who are challenging this and pushing back are the people who understand what's happening and have tried to learn from history or have learned from history. And now they're going to face the boot on their face because these other morons don't know, don't care, or revel in joining an angry mob to oppress, maim, injure, persecute. It's not just about this Anthony Karam guy. It's also about this. Queensland Regional Quarantine Facility. Ah, yes, you may have heard me talk about the concentration camps they're building in Australia. And I love all the Australians who are like, come now, Tim. You know, we're not actually building concentration camps. That's not a concentration camp. That's a concentration. No, you're building concentration camps. Okay, shut up. Relocatable cabins. So what do you think they're going to do with people like Anthony Karam? They say, oh, you're sick. You have COVID. They're going to throw him in the train car. And they're gonna bring him to this well camp, Queensland's government, to say to the people, what does this say? Let me play this. Say to the people of Queensland, we want to keep you safe, and the best way to keep you safe, and to keep Delta out of Queensland, is to build as quickly as possible a regional quarantine facility. I have listened to Queenslanders. I know how much they support a regional quarantine facility to be in Queensland. I'm reading a caption. That's why it's like oddly paced. They want their community kept safe. That's what they're saying to me, and we are delivering it. This is a race. All right. In Australia, we have seen hundreds of people arrested. Let me read this story so I can explain to you the depth of what's happening, and then we'll talk about what those camps are for and where we'll go. From 7news.com, Australia. COVID-19 positive Sydney man Anthony Karam arrested after a week-long manhunt. They say Karam, 27, was wanted on an outstanding warrant for multiple alleged breaches of the public health order. The 27-year-old man who tested positive for COVID-19 was also subject to an order under Section 62 of the Public Health Act, New South Wales police said in a statement on Thursday evening. He was arrested just before 5:30 p.m. at a unit on the 14th floor of a complex on Footbridge Boulevard in Wentworth Point. 5 days after Chief Health Officer Dr. Carrie Chant appealed for public to help track him down. Charges are expected to be laid. Police say Karam was told that he had coronavirus earlier this month and was asked to isolate in hotel quarantine, but he allegedly refused. He is then accused of defying public health orders and continuing to move among the community. I have been isolating the whole time, mate, he told 7 News reporter Robert Ovadia as he was being arrested. And where was he being arrested? In a hotel. And they even acknowledge in their dystopian V for Vendetta style video, now Karam was arrested in a hotel where he was isolating. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They can use any excuse because you have no rights, because you are trash to these people. It's coming to the U.S., and I hope you are sharing videos like this. I hope you are talking to your friends and your family. I hope you are paying attention. I have proof that I've been isolating the whole time, mate, so do what you want. CCTV footage released by New South Wales police showed his last known movements inside an apartment complex's elevator, during which he's seen appearing to sneeze several times. An order signed by Dr. Chan said Karam was a risk to the health or safety of the public. What evidence have they produced that the man wasn't in quarantine? Could it be that he was leaving his apartment in the elevator to go to the hotel where they told him to quarantine? And therein lies the trap. You see, if you're an undesirable and they want to get rid of you, they need only say, ah, look, he's in the elevator. And then you're like, but they told me to do it. So what? So what? People were cheering as he got arrested. Cheering for this. You want to know what's coming? Concentration camps. They say, this is a race. We are up against a highly infectious Delta variant that's sweeping the world. We don't know what's next. We need to get these facilities up and running. And everybody has seen how successful Howard Springs is. This is a commitment by the Wagner family working with the Queensland government to say to the people of Queensland, oh, I'm sorry, it's restarting, that we want to keep you safe. All right. I'll tell you what this is. Have you been paying attention to the protests? When the anti-lockdown protesters went and stood on the steps, they said, super spreader event. And these people, the Sturgis rally, super spreader event, Black Lives Matter. Oh, actually, Black Lives Matter reduced the spread of the coronavirus. I don't know what to tell you. We're getting dangerously close to the point where I hope you consider, for one, getting out of these cities, but maybe, I don't know, moving to Chiron, Mexico, a government, the stateless region in Mexico, where the people have taken over, kicked out the government and the cartels, or find yourself an island, my friend, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to see people protest the draconian and fascistic Nazi-like controls. They're then going to say these protests are a super spreader event, and we've got to send everybody to the quarantine facility for their own good and safety. That's right. If you defy their government mandates, they need only say, oh, what's that? You're positive for COVID, mate. There you go. Then here comes the train car, and they say, hop on board. Do not get in it. I hope you remember that one from history. Do not get in the cable, in the train car. When it comes to kidnappings, they always say, I was watching this video it was like a story about a woman who was almost kidnapped. They say, if you are ever being kidnapped, and I'm not giving you this advice, look into it, but I'm just saying, you know, I was watching this video where they said this. If you are ever about to be kidnapped, do everything you can to prevent them from getting you to the secondary location. Prevent it by any means necessary. When you are out in public, and a car pulls up. It was like this woman, and they tried snatching her. And she screamed and attacked and punched and didn't stop fighting. And they threw her out. Because what happens is once they get you to the secondary location, your chance of survival drops dramatically, down to almost nothing. But when you're in public and they're trying to transport you, that's when they're at their highest risk. That's when you must resist by any means necessary. If the government comes and tells you they're going to put you in a concentration camp like the Nazis were doing, you have a choice. Your life ends there. Maybe you'll be lucky, like many of the survivors of the Holocaust, but how many didn't have that luck? Maybe we're getting to that point where you need to get away. You need to get away from these cities. You need to find somewhere in the middle of nowhere. You need to be responsible for yourself. You need to start reading how to take care of yourself, because this is the breakdown, my friends. We have seen massive protests. So there's a video right now from Rebel News. You guys, you know the Avi Yemeni? Avi, am I getting your name wrong? Anyway, he's got a crew. They're down. They're reporting in Australia. And they put up this video this morning where they're going to an unauthorized protest. Since when were protests authorized? You're protesting. You're saying F you to something. Who's going to authorize it? So they pull over the journalists who have work permits and passes. And the degenerates, the police officers who pull them over, and they are spineless, pathetic degenerates, pull them over and say, actually, we're subscribers. Oh, we're fans. But you're going to get a $1,000 fine or whatever, because you're outside of your 5-kilometer radius. And the journalists are like, we have work permits. We're allowed to be here. And they call their lawyer, and the lawyer says, you are allowed to be here, but the police may still take action against you. You want to talk about a degenerate? You want to come out and talk about degenerates? How about a cop who says, I'm a subscriber to your content, and I will arrest you on the spot? Oh, please. Stop backing these people. Abolish the Australian police. New South Wales, get them out of there. Stop defending cops. Because I'm telling you this right now, it will come to the U.S. Don't believe me? Let's talk about it. California siblings are permanently excluded from charter school for refusing to wear masks for religious reasons. And teacher even evacuated classroom when one of the teens ignored request to leave. They then called the police, who showed up and said, get out. Now, okay, if we're dealing with private property, I get it. But take a look at these lockdowns. Remember the story of Texas where the police, with smiles on their faces, depraved and twisted Joker-like grins, arrested a small business owner and put her in jail and said, just following orders. Oh, don't blame me. The other night we had Daniel Turner and Jack Posobiec on Timcast IRL. And I respectfully disagree with Daniel when he said, you can't blame the individual cops. It's the people giving the orders. I said, no, it's not. I'm sorry, man. No. Wrong. You want to know who's to blame for all of this? If you're looking for the culprit, you need only look into a mirror. That's right. I know why you did it. You were scared. Remember watching V for Vendetta? It's funny how we can make these movies and say these things that we know to be true, that are represented in fiction, and when it happens in the real world, do we just forget it? Now, those of you watching this, I would suspect that most of you are not the ones who need to look into a mirror. To be quite honest, you're the ones watching this content and being defiant and standing up for your rights. But the people of Australia, these police officers, they need only look into the mirror. And these regular mom and pop shops, I'll tell you this, in New York City. Now, there's a big protest in New York. They're saying no to the mandates and things like that. But if the people of New York want to look for the guilty party, they need only look in the mirror. They vote for these people, they defend these people, or they ignore these people. They give their power either through negligence or because they willfully do it. Or maybe they oppose Bill de Blasio and his Nazism. Then what happens is when he gives his Nazi decree, they say, we're just going to do whatever he says. There are some shops. We have seen in one story where they put up a big sign in the window saying, we won't discriminate. We won't do it. Good for them. Heroes. But everyone else, you bear the responsibility. I will not sit here and pretend like Bill de Blasio, a villain, is the real problem. Because a villain without his henchmen is just a guy ranting about things he wants to do but can't. No, the villain requires the henchman to do the groundwork to enact his dreams and his vision. And if you want to serve the villains, that's your choice. If the villains come out and issue illegal orders, which Bill de Blasio's order is illegal, he's being sued over it, but they know that the courts are too slow to catch up to this, and it is illegal, statutory law, a violation of the ADA. They know that you can't make any moves, and even if the courts say no, they'll do it anyway. Look at Joe Biden. When the court said you cannot impose an eviction moratorium, Supreme Court, Biden went, do it anyway. Just tell them we're doing it. You think it's not going to come here? It is here. It's not the same thing, but the authoritarianism is happening. Now, of course, in Australia and in other parts of the country and in parts of the world, they use COVID as an excuse to gain power and to manipulate. In the U.S., they're doing a variety of things. The eviction moratorium is destroying the livelihoods of retirees and mom-and-pop landlords. That is to say, you know, people who have like a three flat and they live in the basement and rent out two floors. And that, you know, is, you know, helps maintain their income or their retirement. It's not hurting the big investment firms. They don't care. They can absorb the cost and then get a bailout from the Federal Reserve if they have to. Too big to fail, right? It's happening. These California siblings, they have a religious reason not to wear a mask. And the police are called. They say school resource officers were called when Victoria refused to leave the classroom. I need you to stand up or we will have to physically remove you from the classroom, said the principal to her. These cops, They're the villains. They are. You know, when I think about the Legion of Doom, right? The consortium of villains in the DC Comics. Sure, I mean, Lex Luthor tended to be the brains behind it, but all of these villains carried out his whims. These officers right here, ejecting these students and willing to enforce this, even though I get it, there's private property issues, charter school, still don't care. The police officers, if they were the heroes who were working for the Justice League, would be the ones saying, sorry, you deal with it. I'm not going to get involved. You want to talk about your property, it's your personal responsibility. I'm not intervening over these unjust and unconstitutional and psychotic orders. Instead, what do the cops do? Well, you know, I'm just being told to do it. And then the conservatives go, oh, don't blame the cop. He's just being told to do it. I love it. As if, like, when the henchmen come down and kidnap people, it's like, I can't blame the henchmen. I mean, truly, it was the villain's fault. What did we learn from the Nuremberg trials? Oh, that's right. In the Nuremberg trials, they said, well, we've heard the testimony from all of these Nazis, and they said they were just following orders, so we've concluded they're right, and they're all free to go. No, that's not what happened. We locked them up. I think we killed some of them. Israel tracked a bunch down, going to Argentina and going to Brazil, going to Norway and Sweden, tracking down these people who know you do not get to just walk away from what you did. And the same will happen to all of these cops, and good. I can't wait to see each and every one of you officers who are willing to drop down and suck the boots of the villains. I can't wait to see the people rise up against you. And then you go, but I was just doing what I was told. You have a choice. You can say no to unconstitutional illegal edict. But you don't care, do you? No, I'm sorry. I'm not talking to the cops who have quit, resigned, or refusing to enforce these orders. I'm talking to the cops who are literally going like, I'm just going to do it anyway. Yeah, there will come a time when the people won't stand up for this. You know why? If there's one thing we have learned from history, although it ebbs and flows and there's the rise of dictators and fascism and authoritarianism, one thing is true. Freedom wins every single time. And that'll be true for the Communist Party of China. And that'll be true for everyone else. Why? Because you are not smart enough to control all of the people. Well, but perhaps there is change coming. Perhaps there will be artificial intelligence which can bolster the control. Perhaps there's fourth and fifth generational warfare. But I'm sorry, they couldn't get rid of Alex Jones. He's getting tons of views on his new website, ban.video. They try to take down Gab. Gab just rebuilds its own infrastructure. You can't do it. It doesn't work. People are defiant. And sooner or later, your centralization of power falters because it cannot properly maintain this many people for one simple reason. You may think you are a better man and you are just in controlling the lives of the people, but you are no smarter than the average person. And then when you go up against a decentralized network of those who are of comparable intelligence to you, you as an individual cannot compete against 1 million people all planning and calculating. More importantly, you cannot retain their confidence. So I say to those in Australia, do you think those building these camps that you're going to escape this? Well, I'll tell you this. The Soviet Union lasted about 69 years, and boy, they did a whole lot of awful things. And many of these really awful people weren't held to account because, well, they lived their natural lives and died. Maybe that's what they're betting on. But I'll tell you this. These cops, They're going to be the ones who are going to be hunted down, put on trial, and imprisoned, and all of that stuff that comes along with it. The wealthy elites, they'll feign ignorance, they'll flee, they'll fly their plane somewhere else, and it'll be the police officers who are left holding the bag, and I can't wait to see it. Not to the good officers who are saying, I won't enforce this stuff, and they're backing away. Well, respect, mad respect. To the rest of you who are simply saying, you know, look, if my boss told me to arrest someone, I got to do my job. To the police officers who went to Attila's gym in New Jersey and enforced the lockdown and started arresting people, I can't wait to see your neighbors turn on you. I can't wait to see the look in your eyes when you realize you were the villain the whole time. You're the bad guy. Have you ever considered it? You're the bad guy and the people around you hate your guts. They say history is written by the victors and freedom tends to win out. The Chinese Communist Party has been in power for some time, so we'll see how things play out. And with America now facing, this crisis and the rise of authoritarianism, It does leave me worried, I suppose, that maybe this is the time when we get the dark period, 100, 200, 300 years of darkness. But I'm not convinced. The human spirit cannot be tamed. It will not be crushed. Though there are many people who will bend the knee and bow down or cheer along with the rise of despotism, I believe that there's always more than enough people to say no. There are more than enough people who are willing to die for their rights than there are people who are willing to die trying to take them away. We'll see what happens. I think it's going to get worse here in the U.S. We're starting to see that expansion. We're starting to see, I mean, what we're seeing in Australia is Australia's gone. You think I'm kidding? They're building camps, people. When you have a protest against the government, they'll just say it's a super spreader event, and then they will put you in the camp. And then what? Speak now or forever hold your peace. I'll see you all at 1 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out.